Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 66, Glycemic Index and Fat Loss. It Doesn't Matter, by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hey there, happy Monday. Welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. I'm your host, Dr. Neil Malik, as always. Now, if you're new here, this is the podcast where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs out there. Today, I'm feeling particularly refreshed and, I guess, in a spiritual kind of mood. 2 weekends ago, I was at a festival out in the California desert called Rise. It's a festival for all ages. It was really wonderful because there were thousands of people and we all had this shared experience. Basically, we replicated the Thai Lantern Festival. So basically, you each get 2 lanterns. You write what you want on each lantern, messages basically that you want to send out to the universe. And then in unison, at 8:30 p.m., we all let the lanterns rise up into the air. To say it was overwhelming is an understatement. It was just such a unique experience. I highly recommend anybody who's in California in October to do this. You get to be with your friends and your loved ones, and you truly feel this sense of connection and community with everyone else that's there. So based on that experience, I came back feeling like I could do anything. And that's where today's inspirational quote comes from. What would you attempt to do if you knew you could not fail? Unknown. Now, before we get into today's post, really quickly, if you haven't subscribed to the show yet in the podcast app of your choice, please do. The most commonly used app is the standard podcast app that comes already installed on an iPhone or iPad. If you have a Droid device, you can listen through Google Play Music, Stitcher, and most other podcast apps. It takes just a second to subscribe, but goes a long way in helping this show's visibility. And as a bonus, you'll get all the new episodes automatically when they come out. All right, that's enough of that. Let's hear today's post and start optimizing your life. Glycemic Index and Fat Loss. It Doesn't Matter, by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com. As you probably have figured out by now, I'm a huge fan of dietary freedom, as long as it brings you closer to your goals. I'm also quick to whip out some flaming nunchucks in order to lay the smackdown on any dogmatic method or gimmick that stands in the way of said goals. In many fitness circles, the glycemic index is viewed as the magic bullet that makes fat loss possible, but I say this viewpoint is pure hogwash. But first things first, what is the glycemic index? It was created in 1981 by Dr. David Jenkins as a way of helping people with diabetes manage their blood sugar levels, and this concept has been carried over to the fitness industry within the last decade. The idea behind this is that low glycemic index foods digest more slowly, and thus keep blood sugar levels in check, helping keep the hunger beast at bay. Subsequently, higher GI or glycemic index foods are thought to send your blood sugar levels through the roof, only to come crashing down faster than the 1990s Mike Tyson knockout. This may sound all nice and dandy, but in terms of fat loss, why does it matter? Answer, it doesn't, for several reasons. Number one, taken out of context. In the case of the glycemic index, you have a tool that was created to help people with an actual health issue, diabetes, control their blood sugar. Now it's being marketed towards people with no actual health issues as a way to lose fat. When you take the index out of its original context and apply to another vastly different situation, it ceases to become applicable, especially when you consider that the glycemic index of a food is determined by eating it in isolation and after an overnight fast, both of which are not reflective of how we eat on a daily basis. Throwing in the fact that you can raise or lower the GI or glycemic index of a food by adding other foods to the meal doesn't help make things any more reliable either. 2. Not supported by scientific evidence. A 2008 study out of the University of Cambridge compared a group who consumed mainly high glycemic index foods to one that consumed mainly low glycemic index foods. The result? The glycemic index of a food had no effect on body weight whatsoever. There are several diet books on the market that point to the glycemic index as the engine behind their results, when in reality, the only magic happening is that many of the lower GI foods also tend to be lower in calories, which helps in creating a caloric deficit, which in turn drives fat loss. As a general rule of thumb, whenever a diet plan or system focuses on one food group to show you that this is the reason why their plan is superior to all others, it's pure hype, and they simply manage to come up with a way of convincing you to eat less than you need to on a consistent enough basis to actually see results. All these roads lead to the same place in the end. 3. It makes things more complicated than they need to be. One thing that I've noticed above all else when I talk to people about nutrition is this. They're confused as all hell, and with such a plethora of conflicting diet information available on the internet and in bookstores, I don't blame them. You can eat this food, but not that food. Or you can eat both foods, but only at breakfast. And if you for some reason disregard this advice and eat both foods together after 12 p.m., your dog will be kidnapped and the money in your savings account will be converted to lima beans. And you hate lima beans. This is a huge problem because this categorization of quote, good and bad leads to more unnecessary food discrimination that is the major source of all the confusion in the first place. Imagine this scenario. You've had some issues with losing fat in the past due to confusion about what to eat, but now you've finally figured out a way to eat that is in line with your goals and you're experiencing much success. Sweet. You get to talking about your newfound awesomeness to a friend whose opinion you respect greatly, and he tells you that while you're losing fat now, it is simply a fluke and that your results aren't, quote, official because you're eating high glycemic index foods. Because you respect this person so much, you abandon what was clearly working for you and start following their advice, and your fat loss stalls as a result. You see what happened there? Well-intentioned but crappy advice was given, and this already confused the person who thought they were doing great by eating some watermelon and beets instead of a Big Mac and was told that their food choices suck because they don't both follow some nonsensical rule. Now they're more confused than they were before, and instead of this tool actually helping them, they have to deal with the cognitive dissonance of having their favorite foods labeled as subpar. Trust me, I know a woman who loves beets with all her soul, and I pity the fool who tries to tell her that they're anything but heaven on earth. The take-home point is that you don't have to complicate your life with any of this nonsense if you're healthy, active, and simply want to look good. Cut the jibba-jabba and stick to the basics of eating mainly whole and unprocessed foods and creating a caloric deficit through diet and training, and you'll be well on your way to achieving maximum sexy. You just listened to the post titled Glycemic Index and Fat Loss, It Doesn't Matter, by Roger Lawson of RogerLawFitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Roger is correct that the glycemic index is falling out of favor. This was, in the past, pushed as the holy grail of losing fat, of controlling blood sugar, all of that fun stuff. But what we're finding, as he mentioned, is that we don't eat foods in isolation. We eat foods in combination with other foods. So what they've actually turned to instead of glycemic index is now something called the glycemic load, which takes into account the quantity of carbohydrates consumed at one time. While glycemic load is an improvement, it still kind of isolates our foods and doesn't give us a whole picture. So I like that Roger emphasized whole and unprocessed foods as much as possible. Not every food has to be completely whole and unprocessed, but if you consume those most often, you're going to be just fine. Now, if you want to help support this show, but also get free stuff from us, including being entered to win a book on the first of every month, come by oldpodcast.com and join the mailing list. Or for a faster way to join, you can text the word Batman to the number 44222. It's totally free, and it's a great way to show that you like what you hear. That's it for the Monday episode. I'm going to try and keep this inspiration going and these feelings of community and love and peace for the rest of the week. Thank you again so much for listening, and I'll see you in tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.